I believe life is one big spiritual creative experience, and everything that we do, whether it's start a business, write a book, fall in love, or I don't know, pull a bunch of tarot cards, has a little spiritual lesson wrapped up inside of it. I'm obsessed with trying to understand the mysteries of the world from the arcane to the mundane and unboxing as many spiritual lessons as I can. And on the 12th house, we're going to explore all of that. So let's get into it together. Hello, and welcome to the 12th house plus. I'm Michelle, and I'm delighted that you're here. If this is your first time tuning in, what's up? Welcome to the special zone, the green room, the behind the scenes, the inner sanctum. Yeah, I like that. The Ateneum of the 12th house. In the 12th house plus, we have two extra episodes of bonus content every month. One episode is usually an audio course, and the other episode is a little green room conversation, a little BTS, sort of like fun behind the paywall, needs to be a little bit hidden because it's more private and maybe a little bit more controversial content. So thanks for joining us. And if you are brand new, you have a ton of backlogged bonus episodes that you can listen to. They'll just show up in your Spotify feed or your Apple Podcast feed. And by the way, we've been having such difficulties with Apple Podcasts, like tech shit that happened on their end that was crazy. So thanks for bearing with us if you were an Apple Podcast subscriber. It's honestly so annoying because I am such a control freak and we can't see anyone who's subscribed. We can't see like any details about subscribers other than the number of subscribers that we have on the back end of both platforms, which is crazy in a conversation for another day. But if you ever have difficulty getting access to the content, there's not that much that we can do other than point you to the right person at Apple. So if you're having troubles, let me know. But you should automatically get all of the episodes uploaded into your feed. So if you're just joining us for the first time, and that is my little calendar reminder, then welcome and happy consumption. I'm really excited about today's episode. And initially, I had actually slotted this as our extra valuable audio course. And I think I'm still going to approach it from that perspective because it's definitely a learning episode, especially if you are not an astrology wizard like me. I'm not an astrology wizard. So if you're like me and you're not an astrology wizard, you are going to learn, I think, a lot in this episode. And I am delighted and thrilled, as always, to have Emily Rousseau on the podcast. And she's just, God, she's so smart. And I wax on and on about her when we actually get on our call. But I would recommend pulling up your birth chart for this because we're going to be talking about Pluto's transition into Aquarius from Capricorn. So if you don't already have it, grab it. I like to use Time Passages, the app on the iPhone. That is my favorite. It's old reliable. Not a huge fan of CoStar personally. Also not a huge fan of the Chani app, to be honest with you. But that's, I think it's because it's just like, I just like Time Passages more. Even though I have nothing against Chani Nicholas. I think she's wonderful. Her app just wasn't for me. And that's okay. So this is sort of a guest teacher coming in. And this episode is extra long. So hopefully you have a nice long walk or maybe a long commute or I don't know. You're going to be cooking dinner and doing dishes. But hope you like it. And again, thanks for subscribing to the 12th House Plus. We couldn't make this show without you. I mean, we could, but we probably only put out like one episode a month. So we really thank you for supporting us. It means so much. And we love making content for you and making things for you and introducing cool people to you and just shooting the shit, TBH. So again, much appreciated. And we also love to hear from you around what it is that you would love to hear more about. So feel free to email me, michelle@oholisticism.com, with your suggestions, your desires, your hopes, your dreams, for anything that you want to hear on the 12th House Plus or the 12th House, but mostly the 12th House Plus, because that's where I can be a little bit more spicy, spooky, to be determined. With that, let's get into today's episode. Thanks for listening and let's do it. Hi, Em. How's it going?
Pretty good, Michelle. Nice to be here.
Always a pleasure to talk to each other and have it recorded.
I'm a fan of talking to you on the record and off the record.
Same. For anyone who doesn't know you, everyone, Emily is the smartest, most beautiful, most wonderful, alchemical, earth angel, Virgo, queen, and also harpy, but like in a positive way. Like harpy is a compliment that I know. Adore her, and you are the only person I trust with my birth chart, as I am one to say. But also, if I ever wrote a book, you would be the only person I would trust to help me write a book. But I don't think that's in the cards for me, as we've discussed. My brain is just full of rocks and glitter, so no books in there. But it's always an honor and a privilege to be in your presence, especially to discuss things like astrology or alchemy or just like what the fuck's up in the world and in the zeitgeist. With that, is there anything you want to add about what you're amazing
I'm
at?
I'm blushing.
Emily?
Yeah, I love talking to you. You're one of my favorite people. And I guess you texted me yesterday and you're like, what do you think about this Pluto into Aquarius thing? And I was like, it's crazy. And then we're like, let's talk about it. Yeah. In case anyone's wondering how this came about.
Yeah. And I've gotten so lucky that I got to work with you at the tail end of 2023. And I was, you have to come on the podcast. It's time to get you on. And you have some really cool stuff. Like everything you do is so cool. Emily teaches the best, most interesting, esoteric, academic, poetic classes on the internet. And also in real life, I've never taken an in real life class from you, but if you can't tell, like there are few people that interest me. And the way that you talk and the way that you present concepts keeps me stimulated and interested, because you just have this wealth of knowledge in so many different areas. If you're someone like me who's listening and you're not easily excited, you should definitely take class with Emily, because she has a bunch this year that are coming up. And if you're wanting to write a book, you should absolutely work with Emily as your book Sherpa. Like if you have a concept or an idea that you're like, I feel like this could be a book, but like I have no idea how, or you just feel called to like get your thoughts onto the page. I truly believe that like Emily is the doula, the word doula that you need. When are you opening that up that people can sign up to work with you on that, Em?
Yeah, thanks for the plugs. Yeah, I teach a lot of different classes this year. I'm teaching one class per season. So the next one starts in March and it's called Mystics and Heretics. And we'll be like reading controversial people and like actually thinking about them and learning how to think for ourselves and shit like that. And then the book accelerator thing opens officially February 1st. And there's like a 3-week window where you can sign up. So doors close on February 20th. Space is limited. I think it's going to be pretty trippy and also practical. That's like the vibe, cosmic and practical. And you're like the doula. You're the Sherpa of the Sherpa. Like you Sherpa'd me into being a Sherpa.
I was just like, actually, like about a year ago when you were here in LA, I was like, you need to help people write their books. You're so good at it. Like,
and I was like, no. And then you convinced me. And yeah, you really, thanks for seeing me. Yeah, that was fun. I liked hanging out with you in real life.
I know, we only get to do it like once every 3 years. But every time we do, it's awesome.
Memorable.
Yeah. Speaking of once every X number of years.
Ooh, I like Pluto. The segue. Brilliant.
Yeah, that was good, right? So I don't know about you. I've seen so much on the internet about Pluto being in Capricorn and now it moving to Aquarius. And everyone's like, 2008. Remember what you were doing in 2008? And I'm like, 2008? That was like half of my life. Like from 2008 to now, what's the theme of that time? Like everything I've done. I like literally went to college in 2008. Like that's a lot. That's like my adult life has been Pluto Capricorn. So I was like, I need to sit down with this and like do a lot more research and think about it. I feel pretty good, you know, about it now. But what for you, do you feel like this is a really big transit? Like, or do you feel like people are just like hyping it up for no reason?
Okay, that was a preview of the 12th House Plus content. Just a little sneaky snack. If you like that, if you want more, if you want to hear the whole story, you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify Podcasts at the very top of the page where you would subscribe in general for the podcast. It's $5.99 a month, and we'd love to have you.